Good morning, I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today is Thursday, March the 28th. It's basically the end of the week, the month, and the quarter. It's going to be a bit of a slow day, especially with tomorrow's holiday. Bond traders are leaving shortly, and stock traders won't be too far behind them. 10-year U.S. Treasuries unchanged at 4.19. 10-year Canada's virtually unchanged at 3.45. Volumes in New York are about 10% lighter than yesterday, so it looks like the pros are happy with first quarter performance, and they've been quite stellar. S&P up 10% so far this year, NASDAQ up 9%, the Dow up 5.5%, along with the TSX up 5.8%. It's one of the strongest starts to the year in recent memory, driven in part by expectations that central banks would cut rates, plus the all-powerful AI boom led by NVIDIA up 82% so far this year. As to the other Mag 7s, Meta up 37%, Netflix up 24%, Amazon up 18%. Taking all those companies today, though, they're all a little bit weaker, down about 1%, except for NVIDIA, of course. NASDAQ, though, given the Mag 7's weakness, is showing a 17-point drop, which is basically flat, at 16,382. The S&P up 2 points, that's flat at 52.51. The NASDAQ up, or the Dow Jones up 1 point at 39,760. See a trend here, folks? Nobody wants to make any bets ahead of tomorrow's PCE prices index. That's the all-important key measure used by the Federal Reserve. Comes out tomorrow with markets closed. And to add a little bit of juice to the situation, Mr. Powell will be making a speech around 8:30 in reaction to those events. And if you can't trade until Monday, do you really want to settle any bets? Stay on the sidelines until Monday is the best course of advice. Right now, the numbers for the PCE price index, that's the inflation measure, is an uptick in February to 0.4 from 0.3, while the core falling 0.1 to 0.3. So anything that upsets the article, the apple cart, could cause a little bit of a problem, and you'll have to wait till Monday to solve it. Now, turning to the Toronto Stock Exchange, we're getting a nice bump in commodity prices here this morning. It's sparking a rally in gold, materials, and energy. So the TSX is actually the best performer, up 66 points at 22,173. That's put us in record territory. We'd be higher, but we're seeing a little bit of a pullback in consumer technology and telecom stocks. We also got a surprise lift to our GDP. Canada's GDP for January up 0.6, and it looks like February's up 0.4. That'll be cutting some of the hopes for an interest rate cut anytime soon. It's being matched by comments coming out of the Bank of England, who are saying, not anytime soon, folks. Speaking of what's taking place over in Europe, the London market up 28 points. That's in record territory. France up 8, record territory. Germany up 27, also record territory. All three of those markets will be closed for the Good Friday holidays. As for Tokyo, down 5.94. That's 1.4% as their interest rates start to edge higher. Hong Kong market up a modest 148 points. Last but not least, the loonie here this morning. And the Canadian dollar, given that GDP stat, is better by 0.2 of a penny. 73.89 cents is where it's trading at, which means it's going to cost you $1.35 for US dollar, $1.46 for the euro, and $1.71 for the British pound. And if you're tracking Bitcoin, it's up another $1,500, 70,900 US. Which is a bit interesting when you consider Mr. Sam Bankman-Fried has just been sentenced to 25 years for some of his crypto chicaneries. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.